Meditation 22. Your success is our freedom.
Today, my soul came forward and spoke to me in a very sweet and loving voice. My dear brother, we who were one are now acting as two separate entities. I have been accompanying different material bodies for thousands of lifetimes. Each time I am sentenced to another body, my desire to return home to the kingdom of God increases. I thought the last body I was in would be the final one. There were, unfortunately, some distractions which have brought me back again. My dear beloved brother, we are connected by much more than you can presently realize. Our destinies are interlocked. Although I watch you every day, just as the super soul watches us both, I am most disturbed when I witness you doing things that keep us away from the association of the divine couple. This does not in any way take away from my love for you, but it is my love of you that causes me to experience such disturbances. This material world is an empty, lonely, morbid prison which pales in comparison to our real home. No one there is a stranger. On the contrary, there is an ongoing love affair between every living being. Every day we have the most loving and intoxicating exchanges with the Supreme. When one of us gets special affection from the Lord or his divine consort, we all experience the same joy simultaneously. But here, in these material hells, living entities are extremely self-centered, exploitative, offensive, and misguided. My dear beloved brother, I cannot bear another lifetime away from spiritual associates. At home, they are aware of my desperate efforts to return to them. Their love for me is so much greater than my love for them, just as my love for you is far greater than your understanding and love for me. Above my own desires to return home, I do not want to cause any well-wishing residents at home any disturbance, nor do I want you to remain a part of this miserable world of limitations. Therefore, I have become more active in your consciousness to help guide you to self-realization. After all, your success is freedom for us both. My dear beloved brother, there are some areas you need to work at seriously to guarantee our freedom. You must become more selfless, and you must allow your natural love for the Godhead to fully flourish. I then replied, for so many years I have been trying to be selfless, but still I am far from that goal. My soul exclaimed, those who think the Supreme Lord is far away will never attain him. But those who understand that he is ever accessible, monitoring all activities, will attain him in the near future. By the mercy of the Lord, you have been given a guru. So your selflessness is simply a matter of serving your guru with more love and care. Give up all of your individualized desires and live for his pleasure, as he lived and lives for you. My beloved, as far as you're loving the Lord, this is your natural condition. So free yourself from all remaining ignorance, doubts, fears, and enviousness. You have been given everything that you need to uncover that natural love. So why not today fall into the Lord's loving embrace? His arms have been extended, waiting for us to return. Speed up, beloved. Hold on to me tighter as we run our last lap back to the divine couple in their realm of pure love. These last tests and challenges will be most difficult. But together, we will soon be successful. Let us not keep our lovers waiting any longer. My beloved brother, always try to remember that you have many helpers cheering you on. Your success is freedom for both of us. I will personally help you at every step. I love you, for your body is our means of escape.